Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you. It is Thursday, the fifth day of March 2009. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. And this happens every few months. I run across a story that's so big, that's so important to everybody on this planet that I don't just want to come on the air and even start covering it. Because that doesn't give the story enough respect. So it isn't for hype purposes that when I have a story this important, this big, this out of control, that usually every 5-6 months or so, I will say, prepare yourselves for this information. It is that important. I don't want this information I'm covering to be lost in the overall chatter of my coverage of the panopticon or the pantheon or the panacea, the cornucopia of things happening in the world. It's that important. Normally, it is every 6 months to a year that I come across something this big, this important, this insane, this out of control. But because things are accelerating, like birth pains, they're getting closer and closer together. The last time we did this was January 27th of this year. What, just a month and 8-9 days ago. A little over a month ago, new legislation authorizes FEMA camps in the U.S. Why was this story so important with all the other news we had about FEMA camps and civilian inmate labor camp program and Congress being threatened with martial law? Because it confirmed our analysis of the architecture of the camps, how they're going to roll them out, how they're going to operate, how the local police will be merged under them, how they'll have the clergy response teams preparing the population to go into them for PR purposes, for brainwashing purposes. And it confirmed all of that. It confirmed our analysis and all the big pieces of the puzzle that we had, much of it admitted, but it connected the dots of how they're going to roll it out, how they're going to push it, and indeed that's now happening. Now, that said, this story that I said was a red alert a month ago is nothing. This story is nothing, nothing, nothing. I'm going to say that again. Nothing compared to what we're going to cover. This is nothing. When I saw this story last night and then spent hours researching it and confirmed it was accurate, I had trouble sleeping. I basically became upset at my stomach. So much acid was produced. I'm somebody who can have, maybe because I'm stupid, it's not because I'm tough. You're not going to have some MP threatening me putting a .45 to my chest and I don't get upset. It's almost like I'm numb to things like that. But my hands started sweating. I started sweating last night. My palms were sweating. I had sweat. My house was cold with the air conditioner on. It's already gotten warm here. And I was sweating over this. Okay? Because it's not just the report I've got that's coming up, this group of reports. It's that it connects in to hundreds of other key pieces of information we've had. I'll give you a hint what it is. From all the little pieces of info I've got and knowing the enemy operation, I was able to peg 9/11, even the target, months before. Well, I'm telling you, it's going to be bio attack.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight? only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough. You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You
need
to die.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, the head of policy under Ronald Reagan, is going to be joining us to update the activities in the economy, the things that are unfolding there coming up in 1 hour. Then we've got Marcus Williams coming on the show. He's good friends with Professor Griff, and as part of Black History Month and a bunch of other stuff, Professor Griff has told us he does want to come on the show. He just has had so many dates booked, he wants to prepare for it and be at home when he does it. So that should be coming up in the next few weeks. But that's how we got in contact with Marcus Williams and Professor Griff, one of the founders of Public Enemy, and one of the iconic hip-hop rap groups. Well, rap into hip-hop. And so I've got Marcus Williams coming on. He owns one of the biggest and most successful, predominantly in focusing on Black issues, African-American issues, the Nubian Bookstore in Atlanta, Georgia, and just a really informative guy, and I want to get his perspective on folks in the African-American community that are concerned about Barack Obama. And he also gave us the footage with an interview he did with Professor Griff about Obama, and this is when Obama had just been elected, and he's saying, you look, he's going to sell everybody out on the troops, on the warrantless wiretapping. I mean, he just lays it down in a devastating fashion. That is in the Obama deception, by the way. And so is the interview with KRS-One. Really effective information. Webster Tarpley, George Humphrey, Jesse Ventura, Gerald Celente. That'll give you an idea of what's in this film. And, of course, myself. So that's really important information coming up. I'm also going to talk with Marcus Williams about bioweapon attacks and how they've been carrying out soft kill operations against Africans. This has come out in mainstream news with the HIV in the vaccines. Mainstream French, British, African, Indian news. It's been confirmed, but you never will hear it in our news. It'll be, oh, just Reverend Wright said that, and, you know, he's crazy. And then it gets overshadowed by all the GD America stuff. But it's real. And it's happening to everybody. Not just Africans. It's just Africa. They're so poor on average. It's isolated from the media in many areas. The UN is in complete control of that continent. And so they can get away with all of this. So we'll talk with Marcus Williams about that as well coming up. And we'll also have open phones in the next hour and in the third and fourth hour. We're not going to have any open phones in this hour. But frankly, I can hardly even think about all the news I've got. GM says they may just go under. 8+ million people are upside down in their homes on the verge of foreclosure. 8+ million homes. I guess there's an average of more than two people living in a home, so that'd be 16 million plus people. And that's on top of everything that's already happened. The economic numbers coming out in the last 3 days, as most of you, I'm sure, are aware, is just devastating. I watched Gordon Brown's speech before the Congress, before the House yesterday. I've got some clips of that. I watched late into the night clips of Bernanke's testimony saying he was angry at AIG and angry at the bankers. But then he wouldn't say where the money went. We've got some amazing clips of that. He says, it's a secret. I won't tell you. So that's coming up. Geithner giving testimony, just unbelievable stuff they're engaged in. Got a bunch of mainstream news about state reps all over the country not paying income taxes, just like 65%+ of the U.S. Congress doesn't pay taxes. Geithner doesn't pay them. Rahm Emanuel doesn't pay them. They just do whatever they want. It's a pack of criminals. I mean, they don't even follow their own stinking laws. But I'll tell you right now that the news I've got in front of me, I should probably just suspend all the guests today and not even get into the economy, and because it doesn't respect information of this magnitude to just mention it and then move on. You know, when we do that, when we focus on something like this but then just move on, we become acclimated to accept it. They're acclimating us right now with over 100 mainstream news articles a day. You can go to Google News and type New World Order in. There'll be over 100 new ones a day. It's in the thousands and thousands now, the last few months. World government's good. World government will save you. New global currency, a new Amero. North American Union's the answer. Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Time Magazine, New York Times, everything. I mean, just everything. Everything. They are in a full court press. You want the economy to get better? A world government run by the bankers. Just the asinine over-the-topness of it all. And we're all becoming conditioned. You know, now I see 100 articles plus a day with Rothschilds and Rockefeller saying the world government is now here. We're going to carbon tax everything you do. And I'm so conditioned to it now and have known about it so long and have covered it so long that now that I've been proven completely right and it's all right out in the open, I'm just sitting here and we're all just sitting here going, okay, there it is. And meanwhile, our detractors on radio and TV and on the websites and on the blogs, and they just keep calling us tinfoil hat heads and saying there's no global bank, there's no New World Order, none of this is happening, everything's fine. And, of course, a lot of them are paid bloggers, that's been admitted, but many more aren't. It's just a mentally ill very, very sick society. Large sectors of our economy and society and socioeconomic development, everything, spiritually, are just really sick, evil people. The majority aren't, but the majority, that is half-decent people, aren't engaged, aren't informed, aren't involved. And they're lazy, and they don't want to know. And because they don't want to know, and because they don't want to say no to any of this tyranny, because they're too self-centered and selfish, you're going to get everything you got taken. And, you know, when this happens, and it's about a 98% chance it will happen in the next decade. Now, we could change that if we got really involved and started having mass sit-ins and, you know, making it the main issue, no matter what anybody said or did. We could probably stop them. Maybe. They may go ahead and just do it anyways. But then we may have people catch them trying it, just like we caught them trying to ship the six cruise missiles out of the country to claim Iran had them, and then they killed, what was it last time I checked, close to 20 of the military men that were witnesses to what really happened with the Minot Dakota situation. Remember that? But nukes are nothing compared to this. I mean, you can drop a nuke on a city of 2 million people, depending on the megaton, and, you know, it'll kill half of them and radiate the rest. But we can survive that. That's an isolated incident. Most of you listening right now to this show, if we don't turn this around, are dead. You understand? I'm dead. You're dead. Our children are probably going to die or not have parents. And when it comes and when it happens, many of you that were laughing and giggling, you're finally going to freak out. And you're going to run off and beg for the vaccine or whatever they've got for you. And the first bioweapon they release, and this is the big news story, the first bioweapon they release in the next phase will be isolated. You know, it'll kill 100,000 or so. And then they'll teach you how to go under biohazard control and how to lock down cities and that they're the boss and they know best. We've all got a thumb scan to buy and sell to stop it from happening. And then the next one, as they beta test it, will kill a couple million. And then it'll lock things down even more. And then the next one will kill 2 billion people. Then they'll totally lock down society to a level unimaginable, and you won't care if your neighbor's being drug off and arrested. All you care about is that, you know, you get these proper vaccines to protect you from the progenian Zyklon 12 supervirus or whatever they engineer. And then, of course, they'll finally kill you, too. That's their stated plan. And when I saw the reports I'm about to cover when we come back from break, and I read them, it was stunning. The room almost wheeled around me. And dots that were already connected, a clear picture that was already there, all documented, it just went three-dimensional. So much more detail, so much more understanding. And I know their plan. I understand their operation. But to realize that they're really going to do it, to know that we were right about everything else because we were just reading what the globalists said they would do, and that they mean everything they promise, and they mean everything they said they're going to do in their white papers, in their directives, in their councils, in their world governmental system. You know, it's a scholarly research, but it's there for those that wish to look. It's public, open source. Now, it's nothing but lies with their public face and the general public, how they want to help you and they love you and they care about you and it's the children and all this. But they keep all their promises when it comes to the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Club of Rome, United Nations, the big central banks. So when we come back for the balance of this hour, I am going to break down the most important story I have ever covered on this radio show. It is more important than when I went on air and said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers and probably blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. They're going to do it the next 2 months, call the White House, tell them don't do it, July 25th, and did it for 2 months straight till the enemy carried out the operation. This dwarfs that. You see, 9/11 was only carried out to set the stage for the police state to suppress the general population as they financially bankrupt you in preparation to use the bioweapons.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hello, this is Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous freefall, we both know that it is critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
We are back live. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to read this news article. Then I'm going to come back and go through all the points and why this is so serious. And connect it to other background information to make it crystal clear. This is by Paul Watson. He wrote it this morning. did a great job. I contacted him and Kurt last night, and they got all this posted this morning. Accidental contamination of vaccines with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. That's what government officials and top vaccine scientists are saying. Now, this is a strain of bird flu that kills 60 to 90% of humans it comes in contact with. They gave it to ferrets, and it killed all of them deader than a hammer. This thing is so wide spectrum that it attacks. See, normally a flu, or a separate cold bug for that matter, you'll have zoological organisms and you'll have organisms that affect humans. There's very few diseases except things like very few pathogens, very few microbes, to use the old term, that attack humans and different types of animals. You can get leprosy from a few animals, like an armadillo. You can get rabies if you're bitten by a bat or a dog that has it. But those are not airborne. They're not airborne. In some rare cases, rabies can stay alive a few seconds, so people have been in caves with millions of bats and been studying them. And my grandfather, going to UT, had one of his favorite professors, an archaeologist, in caves while he was in college. Went out looking for Indian artifacts in a cave and got rabies from bats. But I'm already digressing. I said I'd cover the article. The point is, I've studied bird flu intently because I've seen the establishment hyping it, preparing everybody, saying billions will probably die from bird flu. You know, we've seen those headlines. We've seen that hype, that fear-mongering. We've seen them talk about how it's going to spread. All these top scientists and virologists and epidemiologists and microbiologists have been killed in association with researching the avian flu. They'll walk out front of their house and be machine gunned. They'll be tortured to death. They'll be drowned in Houston. You know, they'll be run over and back over at the college in front of people. They're murdering bioweapons scientists in England, Australia, Russia, Germany, the United States, Canada, everywhere. It's in the hundreds and hundreds. And it's always in association with bird flu research, either the treatment or identifying it or in weapons production. Now, remember, they dug up the 1918 Spanish flu, itself clearly a German bioweapon. A lot of evidence shows that. They dug that up from whalers near the Arctic who'd been frozen in the permafrost. Pentagon did that, what, 8 years ago. Then suddenly they announced the news, oh, suddenly the old strain has shown back up. But that's separate from this. Bayer Pharmaceutical, that's tied in to Baxter Pharmaceutical, are the ones, remember, that shipped out the AIDS-tainted blood to millions of people. It was Baxter with Bayer. Baxter in Europe. That's been on MSNBC. Knowing it came out in court that it was going to kill the people that came in contact with it. Knowing that that hemophiliac blood product drug was filled with it. And shipping it out. So this is a very nasty group of companies. Now, this is so serious, and we're about to go to break. I'm just going to come back and read the article. I'm already sort of getting into background on it. And there's hundreds of pieces of info that go into my overall announcement that this is just off the charts bad. It's a level 3 weaponized, bioweaponized level security. Level 3. And they claim accidentally bird flu, the type that kills humans, was shipped there and then mixed in with the exact type of regular flu virus that it could recombine with and mutate. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
All right, we're back live. Let's get straight into the most important article. And I've never said this before. This is the most important article with pieces of the puzzle, the tumblers falling in place, that I have ever covered. This story itself, I'm going to cover many articles. Headline, accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. This is in Canadian papers like the Toronto Sun. It's in British. It's in German. It's in Czech. It's in Russian. It's in Japanese. It's in Chinese, English papers as well. This story has been out for more than 24 hours. I learned of it last night, and nothing in the United States. Accidental contamination of vaccine with live avian flu virus, virtually impossible. And they were shipping this out. But a subcontractor did due diligence, because so many times they don't irradiate the regular flu vaccine, right, and it hurts people, that they tested it on ferrets, as they're supposed to do, and if they haven't irradiated it right, it makes the ferrets sick and they send it back. Well, guess what? It killed the ferrets, and so they tested the vaccine, and it had bioweapon in it. This was about to be shipped out, and in fact, they're not even clear it may have been shipped out. Do you understand? Do you understand? People say, oh, this is scary fear-mongering, Alex. This is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. Governments killed hundreds of millions of people last century. Zbigniew Brzezinski, who runs the White House foreign policy, brags in two of his books that the U.S. funded Pol Pot, and he's proud of what they did. That guy killed 30% of his country's population, 3 million. Check papers question whether contaminated Baxter vaccine was attempt to provoke pandemic. Mainstream national papers in the Czech Republic, you ought to go read these stories. They're all linked here up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It sounds like I wrote them. They're saying there's no way this is on purpose. What on earth is going on? And they've got all these scientists who are experts on vaccine production going, this is on purpose. What's it going to take for some of you to wake up? Dying? Watching whole cities die? What is it going to take for you to get it through your head that the New World Order wants you dead? What does the back cover of my film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement say? They want you dead. Czech newspapers are questioning if the shocking discovery of vaccines contaminated with the deadly avian flu virus, which were distributed to 18 countries by the American company Baxter, were part of a conspiracy to provoke a pandemic. This was through its Austrian subsidiary. The claim holds weight because according to the very laboratory protocols that are routine for vaccine makers, mixing a live virus biological weapon with vaccine material by accident is virtually impossible. See, this avian flu had nothing to do with the facility, nothing to do with the human vaccine for what they're guessing, you know, next year's flu is going to be, nothing to do with it. And it's in level 3 bioweapon lab, they admit that, where the people don't even touch it. You know, they're using robotic arms, it's in chambers, they load the live virus in, they breed it up in deadly cultures, then they radiate it and ship it out. They damage the DNA. So you just had a autoimmune response, supposedly. You don't have the full viral spread. And they put accelerants into it to accelerate an autoimmune response, and that's associated with the brain inflammation and retardation in children, not just the mercury. Mercury does brain damage to children, but it itself is a red herring compared to the inflammation, according to the brain surgeons and scientists we've had on here, countless ones. The company that released contaminated flu virus material from a plant in Austria confirmed Friday that the experimental product contained live H5N1 avian flu viruses, reports the Canadian Press, Toronto Sun, on and on and on. Baxter flu vaccines contaminated with H5N1, otherwise known as the human form of avian flu, one of the most deadly biological weapons on Earth, with at least 60% kill rate, were received by labs in the Czech Republic, Germany, and Slovenia. Initially, Baxter attempted to stonewall questions by invoking trade secrets and refused to reveal how the vaccines were contaminated with H5N1. After increased pressure, then they claimed that pure H5N1 bird flu batches were sent by accident. This was seemingly an attempt to quickly change the story and hide the fact that the accidental contamination of a vaccine with a deadly bioagent like avian flu is virtually impossible, and the only way it could have happened was by willful, gross criminal negligence. And mainstream news is saying that, not just me. Go read the Toronto Sun and others. Go read the Czechs. They're going, this is insane. Now, stop right there. That isn't even the evidence, as damning as that is. That is secondary. That is tertiary. That is corollary. That is on the side of the road. What is in the middle of the road? The instructions they gave the companies for the mixture of the falsely labeled vaccine was the exact complex preparation to create a mutagen. That's what gave you the 1918 Spanish flu that killed at least 50 million people. It was combined to mutate between the normal, extremely airborne, extremely contagious strain of flu with the bird flu to make it highly airborne and highly contagious. Are you starting to hear what I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen? According to, if this would have gotten out and may have, we don't know. See, instead of your child just throwing up for 2 days, they die. They die. They die. You die. I die. We die. Then they take those FEMA plastic coffins they've got stored all over the country, and they come in biosuits, and they stick you in them. I'm going to stop right there. Remember in my film Endgame, remember Dr. Eric Pianca at UT saying he wants 90% of the American people of the world to die. He can't wait till Ebola becomes airborne and kills 90% of the world population, and then he's ready for him and his family to die. But that isn't the issue. It's that he went to the Texas Academy of Scientists. This was in the news. And when he said all this and projected with a PowerPoint, huge skulls on the wall, he got a standing ovation after standing ovation. Because if you go to the biology departments of any major university, more than half of the top scientists at these facilities and doing the research labs will tell you there's too many people and humans are a disease. Anybody who's been in biology knows this. Anybody who's had fellow students writing their PhD thesis papers, it's all about how humans are a disease and have to be gotten rid of. When my dad was at UT in high school, he was sent there as part of an advanced curriculum for gifted students. And they tested the smartest kids in Texas and took the top six and pulled them aside and said, we want you to be part of a eugenics program. We're going to reduce the world's population. My dad never told me that till he was at my office watching Endgame before it came out. We were having an argument in the car with my mother, and he said, no, it's all true, honey. They told me all this in college. You see, it's everywhere. This is who they are. They're in the positions of power. The FBI did go question Pianca, because there he is with access to these laboratories. UT's got a level 3 bioweapons lab. They've got a nuclear reactor. Every time I mention that, people laugh. Yes, there's two nuke reactors in Austin, and down in Galveston, there's a level 3 bioweapons lab that's messing with level 4 bioweapons. And it isn't just him. It's Prince Charles, Prince Philip, Jacques Cousteau, Ted Turner, you know, Peter Singer, all these top people. That's all they talk about. Just like in the movie 13 Monkeys, with Bruce Willis, where the crazy laboratory assistant of the scientist releases the airborne superflu and it kills 99% of the population. That's who's in these laboratories. You know, remember, it just came out on Monday, what we already told you. Samples in anthrax cases don't match. Strands from mailbox in Princeton are not from Ivan's, investigators say, and they clearly grabbed him, put him in government custody, killed him, and you had to go to the local news to find that out, to try to blame it on Bruce Ivan's for the anthrax when it was a U.S. government weaponized version, and that later came out and has been confirmed. Remember the foot and mouth release in 2000 in England? Weaponized. It shows up from Scotland to Cornwall, from the south to the north. On the island. It shows up in a 2-day period all over the country in scores of locations. It's the most weaponized version ever seen. It kills all the cows and sheep that come in contact with it. We go on air and say that is weaponized clearly because we know farming and studied it and had scientists on about regular foot and mouth. Some call it hoof and mouth. And then it came out in the BBC, oh, the level 4 bioweapons lab at Porton Down, Dr. David Kelly spoke out, and of course they killed him. Witnesses saw 5 men in black uniforms run away from his dead body in the woods. His wrists were slit with no blood there. There were pills inside him that hadn't dissolved. Didn't matter. I mean, you can have the killers on top of the body that run away, and they say it's a suicide. And it turned out that they admitted, oh, somebody snuck it out of the level 4 bioweapons lab that had minefields around it, underground facilities, pressure-sealed rooms, people with robotic arms messing with it. Somebody snuck it out, and then somebody spread it nationwide in a 2-day period. Yeah, right. somebody was able to go out and do that. I mean, I'm just giving you more and more of the dots. See, because I have this knowledge from studying it, just like many of you do. And, you know, over the years, that's why when we see this, we understand what it is. But on the face of it, they ship weapons-grade bird flu that kills 60% of humans that get it conservatively. They ship it to labs all over Europe and to the subsidiary in Austria. And then what do they tell their subsidiary labs to do? What's the recipe? What's the ingredients list? What is the ingredients list? They tell them, you know, this is a one-in-a-million accident. Well, another one-in-a-million accident. They tell them the exact recipe with the exact, this has been fingered by scientists as what it will probably mutate with, the exact strain of flu that's the most airborne, the most vicious, and that has the best chance it is most closely related to be able to combine DNA. And they mix it up, and then it gets worse. Then it gets worse. So it's a million to one, conservatively, that they would ship it to all these facilities. Now that happened. It's a million and one that would be the exact right way to mutate it. And then it's a million and one. Get ready for this. That they wouldn't radiate it when this vaccine called to be radiated. They kill it. They breed up the flu virus. Then they radiate it. They ship it out. They didn't radiate it. It was live because it had to continue its mutation. And they say that it could even mutate inside the human body, and that if they gave it to thousands of people, that's guaranteed. Now, I mean, let's say it's not a million to one. Let's say it's 1,000 to 1 that they ship it out to all these facilities and tell them to mix it at the exact, you know, same combination that it takes this. And then they don't radiate it. But by the grace of God, or probably some good guys in an intelligence agency, this stuff doesn't happen by accident. Now, there's good guys in government everywhere. They do test it on ferrets at a subcontractor. And then for weeks, they've been trying to get the story out and warning people, and it finally broke. We're going to be all over this story, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand what I just covered? According to a compiled translation from Czech newspaper stories, the media over there is asking tough questions about whether the contamination was part of a deliberate attempt to start a pandemic. Mainstream news is saying this. But not our media. It's too controlled. Was this just a criminal negligence, or was it an attempt to provoke pandemics using vaccination against flu to spread the disease, as happened with the anti-B hepatitis vaccination with vaccines containing HIV virus in the U.S. Remember when that happened? Oh, that was an accident, too, though, with the gay men in New York. With the just so happened that HIV was contaminated in the hepatitis B shot, and they used gay men because they're vectors, having hundreds of sexual partners. It was just an accident. The perfect vector was injected. And then, this is from the major Czechoslovakian paper, and then cash for vaccines against H5N1, which Baxter develops. How could on earth a virus as H5N1 come to the ordinary flu vaccines? Don't they follow even basic precautions in the American pharma companies? The fact that Baxter mixed the deadly H5N1 virus with a mix of H3N2 seasonal flu viruses, it was a whole cocktail to see what it would mutate with, is the smoking gun. The H5N1 virus on its own has killed hundreds of people, but it's less airborne and more restricted in cases with which it is spread. However, when combined with seasonal flu viruses, which as anyone knows are super airborne and easily spread, the effect is a potent, super airborne, super deadly bioweapon. Let me say that again. The effect is a potent, super airborne, super deadly biological weapon. Your family gets this at least. If there's six of you, four of you are dead. You're dead. That you go in the ground. You understand? In the ground. You understand that? You understand that, police that want to laugh about this show, or military people, or government people? There's no more time to laugh. You understand? If you don't want the globalists to kill you and kill me and kill all of us, deader than a hammer, you better start waking up to who's running things, Jack. As the Canadian Press article explains, while H5N1 doesn't easily infect people, H3N2 viruses do. If someone exposed to a mixture of the two had been simultaneously infected with both strains, he or she may have served as an incubator for a hybrid virus able to transmit easily to and among people. There can be little doubt, therefore, that this was a deliberate attempt to weaponize H5N1 viruses to its most potent, extreme, and distributed via conventional flu vaccines to the population, who would then infect others to a devastating degree as the disease went airborne. And that's how the globalists love it. They love compartmentalized operations where they use regular distribution systems like the water or the air to hit you and hit you hard.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals.
And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Paul Craig Roberts on the collapsing economy, and you know, he said that he was going to vote for Obama because Obama had to be repudiated, because Bush had to be repudiated. But now he's written articles saying it looks like Obama is going to be worse than Bush. Former head of policy department of the Treasury, he is coming up at the 8 after next hour. But then I'm going to, in the hour after that with a guest and into the fourth hour, take your calls on this weaponized bird flu being mixed with vaccines to be shipped out across the world. And reading literally, I probably read, I don't know, scanned through 20, 30 articles, all mainstream news last night, And they're saying, you know, with scientists and others saying, this is impossible, this is incredible. I mean, they ship it out when it's not involved with you know, a human flu vaccine to these places to be mixed with a whole different variety of human flus. It's mixed it's a specific way that they design it so that it will mix with those, and then they kept it live and didn't radiate it after that. I mean, come on. That's like hitting a bullet with a bullet, and then hitting a bullet with another bullet, then hitting another bullet with another bullet. All with the same bullet. It is absolute fraud. This is just amazing. And we've got Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, coming up next Monday to talk about this on the show. I'm going to be covering this tomorrow and Sunday. Mike Adams had a story, vaccines as biological weapons, live avian flu virus placed in Baxter vaccine material sent to 18 countries. And he says here in the article, at the end of it, he said previously he didn't really believe it was really population control, the poisons and the food and water and vaccines, but now he basically agrees with us, this is on purpose. And, you know, it's hard to come to that realization. Believe me, I've gone through that same process myself. Remember 4 years ago when, through FedEx, a company mailed out bird flu to a bunch of laboratories, but then it got caught by researchers before they mixed it with the flu? And I forgot to Google that last night. I've got to remember the exact headline from 4 years ago. It was, the delivery truck was in a wreck. That's why it came out. Delivery truck, just say vaccine firm accidentally ships out avian flu, or delivery truck accident avian flu. See, I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And then all these companies said, why were you mailing us without us even asking weaponized bird flu and not labeling it? They're just mailing it out everywhere. And then they say, oh, it's an accident. We got out. I mean, it's just disgusting. Remember the White House? Ari Fleischer, the press secretary, admitted. We have the press conference. Google, press secretary admits White House on Cipro on September 11th. And then the anthrax shows up 3.5 weeks later. And then all these Bush enemies get it. And then they say somebody made it in a bathtub. It's not weaponized. Then it turns out it's the most weaponized ever. A Fort Detrick AIM strain, super weaponized. Hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment to put it together. Super deadly. On and on and on. And you just add all of this together, and we're just sitting here waiting for them to release this on us. Yes, they accidentally shipped out the deadly bird flu that'll kill humans deader than a hammer, and it gets mixed with the regular, a whole grouping of regular hyper airborne flu viruses, and then they don't radiate it and start shipping it out. And one research lab decided to test it, and it killed the ferrets, and they said, what on earth? And now we know, ladies and gentlemen, now we know.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.